From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rebecca Cook, reading Gossip Can Be Murder by Connie Shelton. Now let's begin with Gossip Can Be Murder, Chapter 1. Drake's voice came through my headset.
You're less than 50 feet above treetop, he cautioned.
I know. I'm setting up for the LZ at my 10 o'clock. I continued easing left pedal and watching my airspeed, keeping an eye on the tiny field less than a quarter mile ahead of the Eurocopter A-Star I was flying today.
Watch it. Watch it.
I am watching it. Even though I had less than 100 hours in this aircraft, he didn't need to coach me through every single step, for God's sake. My eyes scanned the instruments. Normal, normal. Oh, no. The rotor RPM had dropped below the red line so fast I'd not noticed. The low rotor horn suddenly blared right beside my head. I jammed the collective down as fast as I could. It helped a little bit, but the RPM continued to decay. Drake! I felt the scream rise in my throat.
Flare!
Yes, I'm starting to. I am flaring! Outside the windows, treetops flashed by. My heart pounded and my palms felt like glazed ice cubes.
Bring the nose up more!
I yanked the cyclic back and the nose came up. I've lost the engine! I've got no engine RPM! Engine horn is on!
You're going in!
The ground rose sickeningly. There was a shudder as the rotor blades struck trees. The cyclic jerked in my hand. I could feel my eyes grow wide as the earth came toward me. Little details like pebbles and wildflowers coming into sharp focus, then blurring. I pulled up on the collective for all it was worth. I squeezed my eyes shut, waiting for the impact.